I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Jason Bishop, Eric Bickle from Sports Junkies. 106.7 The Fan, 800-636-1067 is the number. Of course, hope you're watching us on NBC Sports Washington. Let's talk some skins with our Redskins insider for 106.7 The Fan, the Rooster. Chris Russell joins us.
What's up, fellas?
Christopher.
How are you, buddy?
Good morning. How about Valdez switching up my intro music with a little more Eagles love, but just a little different tune than Hotel California? I love it.
I got tired with Life in the Fast Lane in Hotel California.
It's okay. Yeah. I mean, I love it. I listen to the Eagles literally every day. It's the only thing that keeps me sane.
You could play one of about 50 songs and just rotate them all.
I mean, I'm a loser, I guess, but it is literally the only thing that keeps me from going to Sing Sing.
Let me ask you something, Chris. Did I hear you on Duke's show or earlier this week at some point allude to you on being on EMP 180 now?
I am, yeah. Not this past Sunday, which would have been a bad day to start it, I guess, if we care about the Redskins, but the Sunday before. So I guess I'm 10 days in now, and as of Monday, I lost 11 pounds.
Dude.
So I don't know what I've lost since then, but yeah, I mean, it just drops off quick.
You're going to, like... Honestly, what?
I mean, I have a lot to lose, so let's start there.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're going to lose like 70 or 80 pounds.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that before?
Oh, yeah. Well, because when I was over at the Evil Empire, after I left you guys, I had lost like 83 pounds on a similar program in maybe about 11 months.
Right.
And, you know, look, I burnt out. I burnt myself out because I was going so hard and working 100 hours a week and just, you know, whatever. So I didn't do it right. So that's one phase of it. Then the next phase of it is learning how to live and eat like a human being and not, you know, be compulsive and not like let stress get to you. But yeah, I mean, the first part is doing this. So in between all that, I gained a bunch of weight back and then I re-lost a bunch of weight. So, you know, I at least I'm not starting from the part that I started at in 2010 when I lost that weight. So now I'm starting from a much lower weight and now I hope to kick that phase of it in.
What is your biggest vice? I mean, I don't want to do a whole weight loss thing.
What's
your biggest? Is it like late night eating? You're not a big boozer, are you?
No. Occasional. What it is when I get off track, I just like I stress eat. You know,
so do I.
I mean, which is like what a lot of people do, right? And
what do you do? Do you like eat
chips
for like an hour or stop eat? You can't stop eating.
Yeah, I mean, like for instance, like I was doing really, really good until football season started. As soon as football season started, and my schedule between the Redskins and the Caps, and not sleeping and sleep 3-4 hours a night, whatever it is, and you're working 7 days a week, it just
I just eat
terribly.
So you'll buy like a bag of salt and vinegar chips. It's like you'll eat like you're in college.
Kill it. Crush it.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You know, and that, again, we don't want to talk about that, you know, forever, but I mean, it's like, it's just the bad habits that you allow yourself to get into once the train gets off the track.
Yeah.
As long as I can keep the train on the track, I'm good.
He's going to lose a ton of weight. He's going to look good.
The other thing you have to do, and I know you've heard this a million times, but you have to find, 45 minutes in your day to just go out and walk. Just go out and walk.
Yeah.
You don't have to run on a treadmill for 10 miles. Just go out and walk until you take baby steps.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? I regularly work out. Nobody would know it by looking at my sorry, you know what. But I mean, I regularly work out. I just, I eat terribly at times, and that's why I've had the problem. It's all an eating thing. It's not a not working out thing. I mean, it is all about not eating right.
Hey, you know what? You're just a big heart thing right now. But you'll get
I'm
there.
Trying to become less hurting.
You'll get there. You'll get there.
All right. Well, the skins are hurting.
And you know
right
what?
Now.
It's going to make you feel good about yourself, too.
Yeah, they're going to look great. I can't wait.
Exactly.
All right, skins.
Yeah, thanks, fellas.
The skins are struggling now, obviously. And, I mean, look, when you look at it from afar, it's got to be over. You're down to your fourth quarterback, whatever. But I'm still a fan, so I'm still holding on. I like the little spark that Josh gave us last week. Is there any chance that he can engineer? Look. Two touchdown drives and a field goal. Can we get that? Can we get 17 points this week against this Jacksonville defense?
Yeah, I think there's a reasonable chance because Jacksonville stinks, against the run. So, I mean, you'd like to think Adrian Peterson might be able to pop one. Now he's going to have about 5 or 6 negative yardage carries. And Josh Johnson, as you mentioned, EB, gave them a little spark. Clearly is mobile, clearly can move and break contain when things break down. Now, is he going to get crushed? Is he going to get absolutely just,
He's big, though.
I got you. But this Jacksonville defense, even though they haven't had the type of year that they've had, they are fast, quick, athletic, hard-hitting, physical. Right. And they've got it on all three levels. You got Miles Jack in the middle on the second level. You got Yannick Ngakoue, who a lot of people around here know from, Maryland. Calais Campbell still.
They got studs.
Malik Jackson, who won a Super Bowl a couple of years ago in Denver.
They're a 4-win team. Whatever.
Their offense sucks.
Okay, but I'm saying, they win 4 games.
Right, they're offense is what is really the problem. But anyway, my point is they should be able to run the football with Peterson, Chris Thompson from time to time, and with Josh Johnson breaking contain, as long as Josh Johnson stays in. Now, can he throw against A.J. Boye and Jalen Ramsey? Probably not. I don't see how that works, especially with no Jordan Reed, maybe with no Josh Doctson. So, I mean, I think it's going to come down to if Jacksonville misses about 15, 16, 17 tackles like they did against Tennessee and allows 230 rushing yards, they have a chance, of course.
We're going to have a problem like lining up receivers, right? If Doctson can't play.
Yeah, like, they have a problem lining up receivers now. Yeah.
So what are the options?
Well, Michael Floyd, right? He's going to play an awful lot. I mean, of course, Jamison Crowder, thankfully, and he had that big long touchdown run.
What happened to Mo Harris? Did he get hurt? Like, what happened to him?
No, he's there.
Like, he emerged, and then that's like, he's been quiet.
Yeah, he's there. You're right. He had that, catch, 123-yard day. I think that was against Atlanta, if memory serves me correct, and nothing since.
Nothing since.
Well, yeah, because look who the quarterbacks are.
I know.
Can't find ways to get the ball to him.
Yeah.
But you're right about Jacksonville's D, Chris. I mean, if they get it in their head that they really want to get after Johnson and they want to stop the Redskins offense, they can do it.
Yeah, I mean, remember what they did 2 weeks ago to a pretty good Indianapolis team that was rolling coming into Jacksonville, 6-0 shutout. Now, of course, the opposite of that is everything that they did last Thursday night. Now, again, they'll have 10 days to rest, right? So, I mean, as we look at this from a practical sense, and I know people are tapped out, I got it, but this is what the heart of what we do is we still try and find a way for the Redskins to win, whether it works or it doesn't.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, they have 10 days off. They know, they know that Josh Johnson is starting, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Giants were up 40-0. They weren't playing all their starters. They didn't even have Landon Collins, and they didn't know anything about Josh Johnson. And they're kind of like, wait, who is this guy? What? I mean, it's hard to judge exactly what happened in the fourth quarter. I'm not saying that there wasn't a spark, a glimpse, a hope, or whatever, and maybe that can carry over. But I think you guys would agree with me, right? It's a lot different when you can hone in and know and think and prepare and then obviously watch tape and practice for a guy like Josh Johnson as opposed to being completely unprepared in a 40-0 fourth quarter score.
For sure.
So how do you think Johnson will play?
I think he's going to struggle.
Yeah.
I mean, like I look at, he made a couple of nice throws, right? The shallow cross again to Jamison Crowder. I thought he led him perfectly, which is good, right? I mean, because so many times, even Kirk would do this, and Alex, my gosh, he did it all the time, and I feel bad saying anything bad right now, but, and kudos to you guys for obviously doing a tremendous, I don't think I've been on with you since, but you guys really kickstarted that and did a tremendous job.
Aren't you surprised that was kept under wraps for so long?
I am.
That was amazing.
And I mean, listen, I didn't know in great detail, but I think I had alluded to that with you guys a day or two before, maybe after the Eagles game, that we were all hearing something was wrong, but we just couldn't tap the code. Well, you guys tapped the code. So,
well, we had heard it for a week, but right. I was just waiting for someone to break it, and no one would right. break it.
Yeah, right. So we decided we should just do it.
I mean, you guys are big sillies, so you should just do whatever the hell you want to do.
I'm glad you recognize that.
Yeah. I mean, but anyway, about Johnson, I thought he did a nice job leading Crowder on that little shallow cross, which allowed all those yards after the catch, which is something they never get, right? And then, you know, the throw to Doctson down the middle of the field before he took a stupid taunting penalty, which I don't know what you're doing in that spot down 34 points, taking an unsportsmanlike taunting. Get out of here, please.
I think what's going to separate Josh this week and give the Skins a chance will be, frankly, his legs.
Yes.
Like, I think his arm, I was pleasantly surprised with how good he looked sort of in the pocket. But what's going to give them a chance is they're going to have to pull a little Ravens magic out of their butts here. They're going to have to the RPOs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of that.
And there's a little sort of a non-traditional attack.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to give them a chance to win this
week. He's also going to be facing a defense that's going to be attacking him rather than sitting back and just letting the Skins work the clock.
For sure. It's gonna be,
now, Jacksonville doesn't blitz a lot from what I've seen. And, you know, they're pretty straight up. I mean, even though they've got a lot of horses, they're a pretty straight up defense from what I've seen. So, you know, like when a team blitzes a lot and plays a lot of man coverage, which I've seen them, you know, in times watching them, I haven't watched a lot of tape yet on them, this week. But when you get a lot of man coverage, and if you get man coverage, you know, that's a good opportunity for an athletic, mobile quarterback when he sees things break down, and things are going to break down pretty quickly with that defensive line if they're even there and they show up, which they should, I would imagine, against the Redskins' offensive line. That's usually when you can gash somebody, because if you're in man coverage, right, your backs are turned. If you're in zone, you're kind of, you know, your eyes are kind of on the quarterback and you're looking at him, and it's easier to kind of step up, fill a gap, fill a lane. So to me, I think if you get them in man coverage, and if Josh can stay standing somehow, I hope he can for 60 minutes, for God's sakes, I can't see Mark Sanchez anymore, then I think there will be some opportunities there. But the biggest thing overall, just in general, please, please, please don't do what you always do, which is abandon the run, because this defense can be creased, as Derrick Henry proved last Thursday night and as the league has proved this year.
You know, I want to talk about Ha-Ha Clinton Dix for a moment. He's been pretty much by all measures a disappointment since he's been brought here, and I remember warning people at the time. It wasn't like I was a Ha-Ha Clinton Dix expert,
right?
Not at all. But I remember immediately going to the Green Bay stuff and reading their blogs, and those guys, they were happy to get rid of him, right? And all of the things that they said has turned out to be accurate here, right?
Yep.
I'm wondering, when they made that move, was that simply like a Bruce move, like on reputation? Or, I mean, did they evaluate film? Did their scouting department, did everybody say, no, this guy's got what we need? Or did they simply, I feel like they almost made that move based on name in Alabama.
Yeah, so E.B. Bish, I'll just tell you what I know. I mean, clearly Bruce obviously oversees everything. We all know that.
Right.
You know, Jay Gruden is a heavy, heavy pro-personnel guy, especially on his own roster during the season.
Yeah.
But they trust him implicitly. So remember, he was here week 3 against the Redskins and had that interception when Alex and Jordan Reed kind of had a miscommunication along the Redskins' sideline. So you had that fresh tape, right? They knew he had some blemishes in terms of angles and tackling. Everyone knew that. A dummy like me can see that just by watching a couple of, you know, a couple of NFL Game Pass, you know, coaches film type stuff, right? So they knew that. What they were hoping for was that they would be able to play more single high, and that he would be able to rove over and take space. And he did that initially and right away against Tampa Bay. If you guys remember, he broke up one of those long touchdown to Mike Evans. The problem is when you're getting gashed on first and second down through the first level, the second level, the inside linebackers stink, because they're also, A, they're not good enough, and B, they're also being used in different ways, I think, off the edges more for this defense, because the defensive line is not generating enough pressure. So then you put more pressure on the third unit of the defense or the third line of defense, and Ha-Ha is exposed in space. I will just tell you, the one thing that I heard was they called Kyle Smith, the director of college scouting, off the road to come in and evaluate. He was on a scouting trip, and they'd done this, from what I understand, once or twice, maybe even 3 times this year, to evaluate NFL prospects before the trade. I don't know if he was the one that said, "Hey, we got to get Ha-Ha," I have no idea, but they felt that was necessary.
They did do that. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. And listen, moves don't – and he's a big Alabama guy because he was the lead scout of the Southeast region before becoming the college scouting director. But they've been ramping him up to be on the pro side as well and to run the entire operation, quite honestly. Hopefully they can keep him. But the point of the matter is you know, they do have an affinity for these Alabama guys. They do feel like the leadership and the way you practice and the way – and Ha-Ha, by all accounts, has done that. It's just he hadn't been very good in run fits and taking angles and then getting exposed because the first and second lines of defense have been so bad, and because they've had to start gambling more because they can't get home on a lot of blitzes and a lot of regular pressure.
Hey,
it's a systemic problem.
Real quick, is this Dunbar thing, could this potentially be like a career ender type thing, or is it something that eventually, you know, sort of settle down?
I hope not, but I mean, again, anytime you talk about, you know, with Alex, we talk about infection, right? With Dunbar, you talk about nerve, right? I mean, if a guy can't run 4.44, 4.45, whatever it is, because he's got nerve pain or nerve symptom pain, you know, of course that's something that can be treated. Of course that's something that can be worked on. And yes, the offseason will help. And maybe but who knows if it reoccurs? That's my thing.
But he's done for the year for sure, right?
Yes. Yeah. He's on IR. He'll be okay for camp or whatever. But do we know it's going to come back? I mean, how does it not if it's nerve pain in the shin, right? And if it's nerve pain going from the top part of his leg down to the lower part of his leg, and he needs his legs, for God's sakes, to cover. They might need two starting corners because Josh Norman's probably not coming back here, nor should he. And they're probably going to need another inside linebacker and more.
What's the cap number for Norman if they move on? Aren't they? Is it a big hit?
They're going to have to pay a dead cap hit of about $6 million. Because of this, because of 2019 and 2020, the prorated signing bonuses, but they're going to save, I think it's about, I think it was about $11 million roughly from, because his scheduled cap hit was about $17 million for 2019. So you take the dead cap hit of about $6 million and you save about roughly about $10.5-11 million from what it originally was scheduled to be in 2019.
So essentially what you have is you got $10.5-11 million to replace him.
Exactly. And then you're also looking at
Alex Smith dead cap.
Well, that's the thing.
Oh, my gosh. That is a disaster. I mean, I think it actually is in their best interest if Alex Smith doesn't retire and doesn't play.
Right.
As long as they get rid of that 5-day into the new year clause, because and that can be negotiated. The point of the matter is it's either $20.5 million or it could be, from what I understand, up to $40 million in dead cap money or cap charges next year, depending on status and moving forward and all that. That's insane.
Next year is already a dumpster fire.
Yeah, and you're going to have to cut Zach Brown. Yeah, they you're going to have to get rid of Zach Brown. That'll save about, I think it's about $5.5 million roughly. But again, you're going to have to eat some dead money. They're going to have a lot of dead money, and you're going to have to eat a lot of cap space.
Real quick, is there going to be any fallout from this Mason Foster stuff, you know, the direct messaging stuff? I'm giving him a little bit of a pass because it was a private conversation that somebody exposed.
Yeah. I don't think there'll be any fallout, like he'll be cut, because they like Mason Foster more than they like Zach Brown.
Right.
And that's what's upsetting Mason Foster, I think. And Redskins fans don't understand this. Mason Foster, while he's limited athletically big time, he's a better overall player and more trustworthy player than Zach Brown, who they don't like, they don't trust. Why they re-signed him, I have no idea.
Well, he had a big year last year.
He sucked in pass coverage, and they can't trust him in pass coverage because he doesn't know what he's doing.
They're screaming at us. We got to run. Okay. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Okay, Chris Russell.
All right. You want to get into the EP when we come back?
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right, entertainment page when we come back with the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Every time you play that intro, Valdez, I think that there's like an audio clip, like a sound.
Oh yeah,
coming
this
in.
Is definitely because it has a long bed.
Because you usually play like a Nat Salt, you know, or Skins, or you play an interview. Always waiting for
Very
that.
Very observant of you, Jason.
Yeah, I'm just used to it. I'm programmed that way. By the way, I meant to give my good friends Larry and Amy Hall, the owners of Roosters Grooming Lounge, a shout-out Monday.
Did they groom you?
I got a nice little cut. If I'm going to get a haircut, I either go to Roosters or I go to the Grooming Lounge over in Tyson's. Those are my two favorite places in the market.
Right.
But I meant to say thank you to them on Monday. They're Mr. Bickle.
I did some grooming the other day. I don't think Roosters does this kind of grooming, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Below the waist grooming?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I told you how I do mine. Mine's like when you're whacking sugar cane.
Mm-hmm.
I get a brand new razor and then just start going to town. But I don't know how. Like, how do porn?
Pleasant thought.
How do porn stars get it down? Silly. How do they do that? Are they getting like
waxing?
They're
right?
getting a waxing.
Oh, they have to wax it.
So they're going in there, and waxing's where they put the thing on. They rip it off you.
Yeah, they probably try to get it down
as nubby as they can,
and they go.
What are they doing about their berries? Like, does that get waxed too?
Probably.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do they do that?
Drabby, you would know.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I can keep my Reggie maintained reasonable, but the apples, that one is a little wild.
That's a good question.
It's a wild orchid.
Does Sonia ever complain about the... the berries at the bush?
Well, Reggie?
Her lack of interest. speak volumes.
Would indicate.
Yeah.
All right, she just has no interest.
All right, before we get in trouble, let's get into the entertainment page. Talk about what's going on.
Is anything
dumped?
Is anything dumped there?
I don't think
probably
so.
Probably on TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
McKinney gets so bitter. At
one tiny thing.
That's
is that,
it?
Is that McKinney's?
It was just a context thing.
Is that McKinney's decision?
Yeah, he's got a hair trigger on that dumb button.
He does.
That's fine.
Does he just sit there and wait?
Keep us safe. We got to push the envelope. Your job is to rein us in. Our job is to push
it's
the envelope.
Cable TV, I'm pretty sure you can say the F word on cable.
Yeah. What is it? What's the isn't there safe harbor hours on television?
I don't know if you can during the day.
Maybe not. 8 a.m.
Maybe at night.
Hey, we're just being us.
Yeah.
Just stuff we like to talk about.
But Roosters doesn't do that, right? If I went in there and said I needed my Bozak.
No, yeah. They would not do that. They would probably tell you to go elsewhere.
Right. You ever watch any of those videos online?
Nope.
Hold on. Which ones?
You could watch where you could see. Dudes, some dudes are crazy. I was watching one video. What time is it? I was watching one where a guy was getting a pedicure, right? Mm-hmm. He was getting a friggin' pedicure, and all of a sudden... his slinky appeared, and he was going to town. While the lady, unwittingly,
sounds like a silly setup.
She was doing his nails. She was like,
"What do you mean the slinky just came out?"
Well,
he just got sized.
Yeah, he got sized.
And what did she do?
What do you think she did?
She apparently no.
Well, I don't know what kind of video is this?
No, she just kept clipping the nails. She didn't.
So it's not even a porno.
She didn't get the message.
I don't know if she was like if she knew what was going on and she ignored it. Or if she just didn't know what was going on.
What kind of porno are you watching?
It's just weird.
It was actual porn?
Have you watched so much porn, you have to watch porn where they're not doing it?
Where it's just, I've reached the bottom of the internet.
Why is that fun?
No, it was just crazy.
Hey,
it was more of a shock value thing. The guy's getting a pedicure, and all of a sudden he pulls his slinky out.
And he's just filming the whole thing from his phone?
Yeah. She doesn't know.
Did she ever actually look at it?
Nope. She just kept clipping his nails.
He thought it was funny.
And then he finished his race, and then Slinky went back.
What?
Yes! No! I'm telling you!
That's so fake.
It was like in an Asian...
She's not going to notice.
Mani-pedi place.
She's not going to notice. Well,
she didn't notice. She was
clipping. You know what they do at the Asian parlors.
Well, she was just clipping.
Hey, Eric, so...
I don't know. Maybe it was in like Thailand or something, and you're allowed to do that or something. I have no idea.
Let's send AWOD. Let's send AWOD over there.
Hey, so yesterday I had a new like TV cable provider.
Uh-huh. Did you get Xfinity?
It has no association with Xfinity, but I do have them for internet.
Thank you.
All right, but for my TV, mm-hmm. I get like 600 channels.
All right.
Every channel you can think of, including 9 pay-per-view porno.
That are included?
That are included in the package.
Oh, they're
pay-per-view.
They're
pay-per-view.
Yeah, well, who wants to pay?
All right, but it's a free trial.
Right, right.
Oh, so
the first month or something?
So I'm in the free trial service. All right. So yesterday, I'm going through, checking, make sure I have all the channels, make sure it all comes in nice HD and everything. So I
right,
go through,
especially those.
You know, I watch. So I put on Faraday, that comes on, that's right. Money and everything. Right. Go to like MSNBC. It's right. You know, I see the donks talking about Trump, money, right. And then I start flipping through it, and so there's two Playboy channels, a Brazzers channel, a Vivid channel. Three adult channels.
I didn't even know they still exist.
Well, they exist.
They definitely.
And I put them on, and I swear I couldn't stop watching the porno on 65-inch TV.
He's a freak.
I couldn't stop watching it.
Did you go to the carnival after that?
I know. I was so amazed by it.
He was just amazed by the technology today.
And right. I wanted to see what porno was going to come up next.
Where was Laura?
She wasn't home. It was in the middle of the afternoon.
In the middle of the day.
But yeah. I felt even more embarrassed because Laura took the dog out for a walk. Like
did you
around
leave it
seven.
On that channel? Did you turn it off and leave it on that channel?
So what I did was she left and I go, I wonder what pornos are on right now. And right. So she leaves the house and right. I can't stop watching the porno. And all I think about all day long, even right now, as we do the entertainment pages, I wonder what silly pornos are on pay-per-view.
Man,
it's all new. It's like a new Christmas story to you.
It is.
What are you gonna do when the free service, when the free trial ends?
I might have to buy it.
What do they charge per purchase? Is it like $9.95 or something? Or
I haven't even looked into it, but it's just it's all there on the free, on the freeness.
Back in the day,
man, I would be so embarrassed if my wife caught me watching a porn.
Right.
Well, it doesn't like save it. It doesn't save it in your program history or anything.
No. I'm just saying, if she walked,
if she walked
house,
through the door,
yeah, and I was watching porn,
hey,
I'd be so
that made it kind of suspenseful because I didn't know what time she was coming home from the walk, and I was sitting there with porno on the TV.
Did you want her to catch you?
I don't know. It was kind of thrilling.
What do you think she would do if she caught you?
I don't know. In my mind, I want her to hook me.
She would. It wouldn't
she
be
would.
No.
She'd be disgusted.
She'd be disgusted by you, of course.
Yeah.
No, all women would. All right. Before we just get completely canceled by NBC Sports Washington.
Right. I would love to know how many dumps there were.
America's favorite Christmas movie of all time.
Oh. Hold on.
Care to guess? There's a new poll of America's favorite Christmas movies of all time. There was a tie between two, which got 9% of the vote. Only 9%.
Well,
each one.
A Christmas Story has to be up there.
Christmas Story?
That's one.
Yep.
And the tie.
It's tied with another one.
Tied with It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. That's tied for one.
Right.
Number three, two programs tied. Christmas movies.
Are they classics or are they funny ones?
They're more like comedies. Home Alone.
Elf?
Home Alone.
Oh, Home Alone, okay.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And then there's a four-way tie for fifth. You mentioned Elf, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Miracle on 34th Street, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
The original one?
I guess.
Oh, that's...
And then I used to like the Charlie Brown Christmas. I do remember watching that. Charlie Brown Christmas, A Christmas Carol, Nightmare Before Christmas, and The Polar Express. That kind of rounds out the
Polar
top
Express
10.
Is awesome. I always get a creeper with The Polar Express at the end.
Is there like one channel that runs these all the time this time of year? Or...
I know AMC and Hallmark.
They're big in that.
They're big. And then TBS and TNT play A Christmas Story for 24 hours straight.
Correct.
On Christmas Eve. Starting Christmas Eve. Going into
Christmas
Day. But
Hallmark has the cheese ball
movies. Freeform is a channel that has a bunch of Christmas movies.
Yeah. You can find them anywhere.
Now Netflix.
You haven't seen Elf?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. So fun.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't. Maybe I've seen Christmas Story. I don't have any recollection of it. I don't have
any
recollection.
Well, that's Ralphie.
Yeah, I just don't have any recollection.
You shoot your eye out, kid. You've seen that.
Yeah.
Maybe. I haven't really seen I've seen Home Alone.
Okay. You've never seen
Miracle on 34th Street. I haven't seen How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I haven't seen Christmas Carol, Nightmare Before Polar Express. I haven't seen any of that.
Jim Carrey should have won an Oscar for Grinch.
Who's George Bailey?
Don't know. Sounds like a kicker.
Probably was
Dan's brother.
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody is into Netflix, right? So here are their top 10 programs, most watched and rewatched shows and movies of 2018. Making a Murderer, Part 2 is number 2.
Still haven't seen it.
Number 1 is It On My Block? Is that the name of the show? Have you guys watched that? That's number 1. 13 Reasons Why, Season 2, number 3. And I won't go through the whole thing, but number 4, Last Chance U, Indy. Now, the one I watched it got into was the one when they were out, I think it was in Kansas, right? Remember with John Brown, the crazy coach? Did you guys watch that one too?
Yeah, I watched that one.
That was unbelievable. Are they?
Is there a new one?
Are they refilming that right now? Like that? Are they just finishing refilming that? Do we
not
know?
Sure.
What's the Last Chance U, Indy? Is that the first one?
That which must be Independence College.
Yeah,
oh, Independence, which was the Kansas, one. Yes. Which is a great,
because the first one was in like Alabama, Mississippi, or
Mississippi.
Something.
Yeah, Mississippi.
Right. I think they're doing another season of the Independence one, the one in Kansas. Right,
I think they are.
Right,
so I but the one the one we like with Tate Martell better than Last Chance U. What was that one called?
It was called Quarterback One.
QB One.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Silly.
I actually watched the follow up one that had Justin Fields and those guys. All right, I still have some more EP. We'll get into that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wanted to mention that the only way you can take 106.7 The Fan with you is the radio.com app. You can download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Also, later in the show, we're going to give away Wiz Hornets tickets. And then we'll do that in the final hour. Not sure how, but we'll figure out a way. Also, we have Todd Dibas, who covers the Nats for NBC Sports Washington. He's actually in Vegas for the winter meetings. And we will talk to him about all the rumors about Bryce and Tanner Roark and all kinds of stuff with Todd.
All right, so let's get back in the entertainment page. Try to entertain you here.
By the way, remember that bet with the two poker players, the darkness bet?
Yeah.
Was that ever consummated?
Good question.
Whatever happened, it's over.
If a guy walked out.
He finished the 30 days?
No, it just happened. No, he had a buyout.
Who bought him out?
I think the guy who challenged him bought him out for $60,000 after 20 days.
So he did it for...
Because he saw he was going to do it.
He said the last time he checked on him, he was stronger than ever.
So he bought him out. He had done it for 20 days, so he saved himself $40,000.
I believe so, yeah.
The guy said, yeah, I'll
take it. This just happened yesterday.
All right, really? So give me the update. I need the update.
That is the update.
And then the guy came out. Was he what were the effects of it? Like, he loses his mind?
No, I think he was completely fine. They were worried about his vision because he was in the dark room for so long, but apparently the doctor said he'd be fine. He just might be sensitive for a while. But he was getting food delivery. So something about the last time he got food delivery, they noticed that he was, like, completely fine and he was coasting to the finish line.
Right.
And so the guy bought him
so
out.
So the guy said, all right, I'll give you $60,000.
Didn't they have cameras on him or they were watching him?
It was live stream 24 hours
so
a day.
So what was he doing?
That I don't know.
Well, he was only allowed to have a couple things, right? Rubik's Cube and then
right.
Paddle ball.
Paddle.
Yeah, but he had like a toilet and he had access to a fridge, to food.
Probably just sat
so
there.
When they're giving him food, light is coming in, right?
No, he said that somehow they figured out. He said the only way that he knew he could separate day from night is he could hear a faint motor of the landscaping guys. Mm. I guess they are working around there all the time.
This was in a hotel, correct?
Yeah. So he could tell when it was daylight, and that's how he keep track of
I think they wanted to give him food at random times, so he didn't know what time it was.
And he, dude.
But you're right. If they're going to deliver food, they have to open up the door.
Well, now I have to get into a deep dive onto all of this. Now, can someone please send me links? I need links to send it to my on Twitter, EB Junkies. I need links to sort of like the story of him getting bought out, coming out. I'd like to see some video links so I could see like sort of if it was live streamed. Was it live streamed for like regular donks to watch on like YouTube, or was it just for the guy that was, that had the bet?
I didn't even know they started the bet until it was over.
I didn't know there was.
Oh
20
no, we
days
talked
in.
About it.
Well, I didn't know it was official. Like I didn't know they were starting it right then.
Yeah,
he was in there since before Thanksgiving.
So he got $60,000 for 20 days.
I don't know if it's worth it, to be honest with you. I mean, 60 grand's a lot of money. Who's kidding who? But I don't know if it's worth
20
it.
Days. That's a 20 long
days.
20 days would seem like 200 days.
Darkness.
Yeah.
Like, did the guy describe it as hell, or did he say it was easy and he was doing fine? You don't know.
I'll get an update.
You
for
got me. It. I need a deep dive on this.
Maybe we can get that guy on the show.
All right. So here's another story. I tweeted about this last week, and the link I tweeted apparently didn't work, and everybody was asking what was it because I said wild if true. And then I just didn't feel like explaining to people, so I just didn't answer. But basically, it looks like a Redditor found that a Mark Jackson hoops card from 1990. In the background, there are two guys that looks like they're sitting courtside at what it's probably Madison Square Garden because he's wearing white, right? So it's probably a home game at the Garden. They looked pretty much dead ringers for the Menendez brothers. And it fits the timeline of when they went on their spending spree after they killed their parents.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they killed their parents in, like, I don't know, December or something. And then there was, like, 6 months where they were just running around like idiots spending all their money. And they probably were buying courtside seats and all that stuff.
Oh, they bought Ferraris.
And all of a sudden now people are catching on to this, and it's become a hot card. So it went from being, like, this common nothing card worth a nickel that nobody cares about to now it's a card that everyone's trying to dig up
collector's
and find.
Item.
It's becoming, yeah, collector's item. And I don't know what it's selling for. Maybe it's selling for 10, 20 bucks, but it used to be like 5 cents. Like no one cared about it.
My buddy Anthony, who's a card seller, he told me it's selling for 20 bucks on eBay. But then eBay, I think, pulled it last night.
Oh, but they think it's like too like ghoulish or something?
I believe so, yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think eBay should pull that. I think it's totally legit. But how wild is that?
That's crazy.
That the Menendez brothers, who murdered their parents and became, you know, world famous for their crime, are captured just sort of randomly in the background of a basketball card back in 1990.
It's nuts.
It's nuts.
It's definitely them.
I think it's definitely them.
100% them. But you're right. That's what they were doing. They were going around the world spending. One of them was in France playing tennis.
Right.
Yeah, he was hiring, like, the top coaches.
And he thought he was going to be silly.
He thought it was going to be Agassi. And they were buying cars and Rolexes and taking trips. And
now, let me give you a side story to this.
Spending all the cash.
So this was right in the middle of my card collecting heydays. You know, I used to do all the card shows and all that stuff. The 1989 hoop set, I remember I bought, I think, two cases of.
This is
I think that had, no, this is the name of the company was Hoops.
Oh, Hoops.
And I think it was because they had the David Robinson rookie card. I think that's right. And we all thought that was going to be silly. So it was $400 a case, right? 20 boxes, $20 a box. And then, you know, you hoped that in 10 years it'd be like $5,000 or something. Probably today, if you sold it, it'd probably be, I don't know, $200.
Wasn't he a rookie
maybe
before 89?
Yeah, but that was his first card.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Like, anyway. Another huge, catastrophic investment bust by your boy. I also bought a case of Fleer, 89 Fleer that year, which was like a mediocre Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card year.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing is like negative value. I mean, I've lost money. Like everything I invest in loses money. Literally everything.
How many cards do you still have?
Well, I've kept them all.
Where do you keep them?
I have them in a closet. And I'm like,
do you ever go through them? And look at them.
Every 10 years.
Do you?
Yeah. I used to have them on display, you know, years and years and years ago.
You probably have some really cool ones. What's the most?
Nah, they're pretty common because I was in an era where it was very, very popular and common.
I remember I had a Mickey Mantle back in the day. I don't know what year it was, but let's just say it was, you know, 58, whatever. It was in pretty good condition. I'm sure at the time it was probably worth, I don't know, 25, 50 bucks. I wonder what that'd be worth now.
Well, if it's still in decent shape.
Oh, it's gone. I don't have any cards left.
Oh. No,
I think my grandmother. They were at my grandmother's house, and maybe she cleaned out the basement, and she gave them away. I don't know. All my cards just disappeared.
Right.
And I had some pretty good ones, because I was pretty into collecting, too. Not football cards, but baseball.
Looks like you can get the 1989 Hoops David Robinson rookie card for
$3?
$14.50 on eBay.
But how much is that case going for? A case of 89 Hoops.
I don't know.
I know I paid $400 for it. I just remember it. $20 a box. 20 boxes in a case.
Hmm.
And my buddy actually found an 89 Fleer case that we went in together on, and he just started opening up the cards with his kids. you know, it's kind of fun, but big waste of money. All right, what else is out there? Is this a true story, Valdez? Can you give me confirmation on this, that China is trying to cut down on people watching porn, and if they catch you watching porn in China, if you're the one, I guess, that snitches on someone, they'll pay you $86,000. They're trying to clean up the internet. Is that a true story?
Yeah. It's in the New York Post.
So must be true. So in China, they're literally trying to ban porn in China? In China? How many people live in China?
I think it's porn in public. That's what I thought.
Porn in public. So like at a library.
Like a Starbucks or something.
Oh, well, yeah, those people need to be busted. If you're watching porn at a library or on an airplane or something like that, you need to go to jail. That's hurting. I'm all pro adult content, but in the privacy of your own home.
You mean on your phone?
You should not be in a public space watching porn. Sorry. That's for the privacy of your own home.
What if you're just in the corner of some restaurant?
That's hurting. You should not be.
Well, I don't know why you would even think to do it when you're in a public place.
I'm sure a lot of people do.
See a hot mom in yoga pants getting a latte.
I would never think of that.
Right. No, but I'm sure people do. I know people do it all the time.
So they're going to pay $90,000 if you
catch somebody.
Jason would be snitching so hard.
Oh, my God. He turned it into a full-time job.
Yeah, I would just follow Bickle around. And just...
You won't find me in a public place. No way.
He'd post
other than work. Does work count? That's strictly for work, though. Let me see. Anything else out there? No, I don't care about that. Oh, I mentioned Bohemian Rhapsody and Queen, how I love that movie. They're now saying they've hit a milestone because of the movie that Bohemian Rhapsody has surpassed 1.5 billion streams, making it the most streamed song released in the 20th century. Hmm. How cool is that?
I know. You love the movie.
It's a great movie.
Just have no interest.
I highly recommend it. If you're looking for a movie, go see that. And then go see, I think Jason's right, go see The Mule.
Go see The Mule on
Kevin's
Friday.
Kevin's going to review that for us on Friday, right?
Yeah.
Have you texted him to ask him what his early...
I have not. But I'm going to. Yeah. During the break, I'm going
to. Do that and ask him what he thought of Widows.
Because if he says it's just okay, I'm probably out.
Then you're out.
I'm going to guess he thinks it's really good. Thought it was really good.
Yeah. All right. But Kevin will be on Wednesday. All right. Who do we have at 9:20? We have Todd Dybas, right?
Todd Dybas will talk some
baseball.
He's
out in Vegas for the winter meetings.
Is the Jason Lockenfora audio worth playing when we come back? He did an interview with
I think it is. I'd like to get your guys' take on it.
I don't know anything about it.
All right.
Well, how about he hung up on an interview?
Well, let's keep it right there.
That's normally what we do.
We'll listen to it fresh. I don't know anything about this
Why?
Story.
Were they attacking him? Did he feel attacked?
He must have.
You'll hear why.
Must have been defensive about something.
All right.
All right, we'll get into that next. Also, Todd Dybas will join us at 9:20. We'll talk some baseball. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.